I'm here in Vysočina, region of the Czech Republic, in a small village in the midst of hills and fresh air and idyllic countryside. And next to me are a couple of young ladies who are preparing a morana, and it's the god of winter. And basically, what happens is that you make a figure out of some branches, which are just being put together now, and that's going to be taken for a long walk. We're all going to go for a long walk to find a river, and we're going to set a light to it, thus symbolically setting fire and saying goodbye to winter. Now, there's been some debate this year, because there hasn't really been much of a winter, as to whether it should or should not be burnt, or whether an effigy of spring instead should be burnt or something, but in the end it's probably going to end up being the traditional way. So basically, just they've taken a branch from a tree and they're kind of bending it into the shape of a person. So they're just tying a rope now around the effigy. Yeah. So there's a lovely shape of a head and two arms coming together. It's a very intricate process.
Mama, ale to je škoda, ne?
What's happening now is that we're in the tool room, or in the shed, and the guy here is just drilling holes into little pieces of wood so that everybody gets a tag that they've been here this year for this special event. So the Moravian girls here are having fun deciding how to decorate the winter effigy. It's going to be wrapped around now in a piece of cloth, and there'll be some eyes and a mouth drawn on it. So these are bukti.
This is a woman.
The woman of the house has just come out of the kitchen, because she's been baking Czech bukti, so I'm just about to sample one. She's whispering because she's lost her voice, so we won't be hearing much from her. So I'm just going to try a bukta now. I wish you could see it and taste it. It's very delicious. Do you like bukti?
To zní jako... Kdyby jsi vzal buchtu, tak ztratíš hlas. I like bukti very much.
Let's put it back down. That's the sound of the very excited dog, because we're all just about to leave to head off for a very long walk to a river to burn the effigy of winter. So everybody's all prepared with rucksacks. And we're just heading off. Flash forward, hour and a half, after lots of hard walking through forests and fields. We're sitting now, all of us, there's about 15 of us, sitting on a hill, taking a bit of a break before we reach our final destination. People around me are drinking various alcoholic beverages, from wine to...
Wine is fine.
Don't think that needed any translation. I think there's various homemade drinks here as well. Homemade liquors, brandy, slivovice. So we'll probably take a break here and then carry on. Okay, some many, many hours have passed, many hours of hard slogging, walking miles and miles and miles, and we finally reached our destination, which is a small bridge which overlooks a river, and the ceremonies will begin. Oh, the sun is setting, so the effigy will be burnt and thrown into the river. At this point, I asked Olga Urbankova, who along with her husband and two daughters host the event, to explain the meaning and history behind this ceremony.
To je starý symbol smrti zimy, protože Morana byla staroslovanská bohyně zimy.
It is an old symbol of the death of winter, because Morana was a Slavonic goddess of winter in medieval times. The fact that she was sent out at the end of winter meant that spring was being greeted. And the fact that she was set fire to and then drowned meant that winter would not return. And this was done before Christ in pagan times. Hey, it's burning!
Okay, it's burning, the effigy is on fire. Hear it crackling away. So it's about to be thrown down into the river. Farewell to winter.
Ježiš, a co chceš posrat? Hoď to tam prostě. Ježiš, hop. Ježiš, no.
No a vidíš.
That's it. It's in the water. Goodbye to winter. Spring is here.
Tak je tam zase jeden bodel, víš?
Nahoda, běž a pošli to.
Jo, běž a běž.
Musíme tam hodit kameny.